Well, boys and girls, it's nearly time. Just a few more weeks to go. Nearly Christmas. Who would like to tell me what they enjoy the best about Christmas? Yes, Thomas. When you go to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. Is that what you said? Why is it good to go to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning? To open your presents. Yes, that's a good thing about Christmas. We can give. And we can receive presents. That's nice. We've thought a lot about gifts this morning, haven't we? And the greatest gift, the Lord Jesus. Yes, what do you like about Christmas the most?
Going to the shops.
Going to the shops. Do you like buying presents for people? That's kind, isn't it? What do you like best about Christmas?
I like that Jesus
has been born. That's right. We can celebrate Jesus being born. That's a good answer. Yes. The food. I'm glad somebody said that because that's what I like the best as well. It's good, isn't it? Turkey and all the trimmings. Who else over here would like to tell me what they like best about Christmas? Matilda. The Christmas tree. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? And you've got Christmas pudding on your t-shirt. That's good. Yes. What do you like, Micah? You do, you get to open lots of presents. That's a recurring theme, isn't it? Very good. Everyone likes getting presents. Well, on the table at Christmas, we've thought about having food at Christmas. And it's good to celebrate. We're celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we eat together. And on the table, certainly in our house, and I'm sure on lots of Christmas tables, it's good to have these things. Who can tell me what this is? It's a cracker, isn't it? Not a cracker that you have with cheese, but a cracker that you pull. Who would like to pull this cracker with me? Oh, they're not short of volunteers. Not short of volunteers. Maybe this little girl here. You're very enthusiastic. I like your costume. Yeah, hold the end very hard. Maybe Vic can help. Is there going to be a bang? Bang! Oh, we've got something. Now, what do we find in a cracker? There are three things that we normally find in a cracker. Tell me one of them.
A crown.
We find a crown, that's right. We in a cracker, we have a crown. Right, so we have a crown. Okay. Now, the challenge often with crowns in crackers is they're a bit small for my head and it tends to break. But that one's all right, isn't it? That works. What else do we get in crackers? What do we get? We get a joke or we get a motto. Let's see if there's one in here. Have we got a motto in here? Right, let me read this, see if you think this is funny. Why did the golfer wear two pairs of trousers? Do you know the punchline? In case he got a hole in one. That's good, isn't it? Yes? Yes. And then we sometimes get a little motto as well. What else do we get in a cracker? We've got a hat or a crown. We get a motto or a joke. What else do we get? A toy or a gift. What do we get in this cracker? That's pretty good. Nail clippers. Oh, nail clippers. Well, they'll come in handy, won't they? Keep your nails nice and trim. We get a gift. We get a crown. And we get a little motto. Right. They're pretty small, aren't they? I think we can do better than that. Let's see what I've got behind the stable. Let's see what's here. Oh. We don't want small crackers. We want a big cracker. Look at that. Wouldn't you like that on the table on Christmas Day, hey? Yes, look at that. That's a big cracker. Now, oh, I think it's too big to pull. Do you think it's too big to pull?
Yeah.
Oh. Right, maybe someone would like to come and help me pull this cracker. Right, Denny, you going to come out? Right, big, strong. Let's see what happens. Try not to let... Oh! Oh! Something's fallen out. There we go. We'll put that back in. Right, there wasn't a bang. But we'll... You can sit there. Have a chocolate coin. Who answered all the questions? We'll give those out to people. Here you go. Right. You can pass those around. I've forgotten who answered all the questions. But you can munch on that. That's going to help. Right, I'll give you all a... Give you all a coin. You answered a question, didn't you? Very good. I'll give you all a question, coin at the end. Right, let's look at what's in this cracker. The same things. Right, well, let's see what else is in here. Right, oof, this is a good one. Right, we'll have a motto. Here we go. Would someone like to come and open this motto? Hmm? Who hasn't done anything yet? Vic will have to tell me. Would you like to unwrap that? It's all tied up with a nice bit of ribbon as well. Look at that. Just pull the end like you do your shoes. There, pull that. There you go. Right, there we go. I'll read that out. Okay, this is our motto in our big cracker. And it says this. It's not a joke. It's not a little ditty. But it says, today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. A Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And that is the true message, isn't it, of Christmas. We've thought a lot this morning about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. We've thought about Mary and Joseph, the wise men and the shepherds. But who is Jesus? Do you know what the name Jesus means? Do you know what the name Jesus means? It means Saviour, that's right. And when the angel came to Joseph, he said to Joseph, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people. He's going to be a Saviour. But the angel went on to say, you give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is a Saviour. A Saviour is someone who rescues and saves. We might think about somebody at the swimming pool who would rescue people if they were struggling to swim. We might think of a fireman who goes into a burning building to rescue people from danger. Well, Jesus is a rescuer and a Saviour. But boys and girls and mums and dads, he saves us not from those things of this world, but he saves us from our sins, the bad things that are in our hearts. The Bible says that we've all done things which God is not pleased with, and we've all not done the things that God wants us to do. And the Bible calls those things sin. Oh, sin's very sad, isn't it, boys and girls, when we don't do what God wants us to do. And the Bible says that one day, well, we're going to have to stand before Jesus, and he's going to ask us about the things that we've done. But Jesus came to save us from those things. Jesus is the Saviour of the world. And he was born in Bethlehem. And he went on to save us by dying on the cross. And at Easter time, we remember those things, don't we? Jesus took our sin upon himself and died in our place if we trust in him. So Jesus is a Saviour. But it also says in this motto that he is Christ the Lord. Now the word Christ means God's special chosen person. And Jesus is the person that God chose to be our Saviour. He is the Saviour of the world. Christ or Messiah, the promised Messiah that the Jews were waiting for all those years before. Well, he came in fulfillment of those promises and came as a baby in Bethlehem. But it also says that he is Christ the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ is not just a man. Yes, he is a wonderful Saviour, but he is also Almighty God. He is the Lord. And the other name that is given to Jesus that we read about in the Gospels is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, who came to this earth and took on human form and became a man. And that's the wonderful message of the incarnation. Jesus, the Son of God, came amongst us to deal with the problem that we have of our sinful hearts. Right, let's see what else is in here. Would someone like to come out and get this next one? Who hasn't been? Do you want to come out then? Come on then, quickly. Right, you can get maybe the next. Pull that one out. No, this one here. Pull that one out. Right, what's that? It's a crown, that's right. It's a crown. Do you think we can make it? I think we have to put this in here like this. There we go. Do you want to wear it? No. Okay. Well done. I'll get have a chocolate coin here. Sharon, you give a little chocolate coin out. Right, the crown. Who wears crowns? Which type of people wear crowns? Yes?
Kings.
That's right. Kings or queens wear crowns. Okay. Now, Jesus, yes, all those things that we've said are true. He is the Saviour. He is the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. But he is also a King. Yes? Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you know why Jesus was born in Bethlehem? That's a hard question, isn't it? That's a difficult question. Well, Jesus was born in Bethlehem because he was the ancestor of King David. King David, who was the king of the Jews way, way back in history, before Jesus was on the earth. And God made a promise to David and said, one of your ancestors will reign, but he will reign forever. Not just reign for a few years, but he would reign forever. And Jesus is the king who came after David's line. And Bethlehem was the town that David came from. And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the king that was promised all those years before. And later on in Jesus' life, when he stood before Pilate, Pilate asked him, are you a king? And Jesus said, yes, I am. But Jesus is not a king like we might know our leaders in the world today, like the kings and queens or the prime ministers or those in authority over us in this world. Jesus is the king of the heavenly kingdom. He is the king of heaven. And when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be part of Jesus' kingdom. We become Jesus' friends. He is our Lord and he is our king. You know, boys and girls, lots of kings and lots of leaders will often let us down. They promise great things. But after a while, those promises, they fade. Those promises are broken. And they're not really as good as perhaps we thought they once were. But you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is the best king that we can ever have. He does everything that he says he will. He loves us and he cares for us and he wants the best for us. So if Jesus is your king, you can be sure that you're secure, you're safe, and you have a hope of going to be with Jesus in his kingdom forever, the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus is the King of Kings. Now, the last one in here, who hasn't come out? Matilda's out already. Right, stretch your arm in there. Can you reach? No. Okay. Do you not want me to tip it up a bit for you, Matilda? Do you want to do it again? It's the front. You coming for it? No? Okay. Who hasn't done anything? Ted, you haven't, have you? What's this? It's a present. It's a gift, okay? A gift. We've thought a lot about gifts today, haven't we? I'm not going to open it. You might be disappointed. But the gift, we've been thinking a lot about gifts. Jesus is a gift. And we give gifts at Christmas time. Why do we give presents to people? What is it that motivates us to give presents to people? Yes, what do you think? What do you think? Well, that's very true. Well done. Yes, Jesus was a gift. But why do people give presents? Why do you wrap presents up and put them around the tree and give them to people? It makes them happy. Okay. What about what you feel about that person? Yes? Harry? Yes, Micah. Do you want to say that a bit louder? Because you love them. That's right. We give presents to people because we want to show our love to them. Maybe we want to say thank you to them, but we want to show them that we love them. And all the events that we remember at Christmas, the motivation of that is God's love for us, God's love for the world. God knows that we have a big problem, that sinful heart that we talked about, that separates us from God who is holy, and one day will separate us from him forever and ever. That is so sad. But God doesn't want that to be the case. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus. And so when we think about all the things that we've rehearsed this morning, all the events around that first Christmas, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, the manger, Bethlehem, the innkeeper, remember that God did all of that because he loved the world. One of the most well-known verses in the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave. And what did he give? He gave his Son. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive us for our sins, then the Bible also says that God gives us the gift of eternal life, which means that we can go to be with King Jesus in heaven forever and ever, to be with God and enjoy the wonder of heaven with him. Well, that's the gift, boys and girls and mums and dads, this Christmas. Jesus is the only Saviour. Jesus is the King of kings, and Jesus is the greatest gift you can ever receive. But what do we do with that message? It's a familiar story, isn't it? A familiar message that we hear every Christmas. These things have to be received. When you get a present at Christmas, it will be strange if you rejected it and said, "No, thank you, I don't want to open that gift." But God gives us a gift. We need to receive it. We receive it through faith and we trust in Christ. We ask him to forgive us for our sins and we enjoy the promise of a heavenly home to come. Well, may we all receive that gift this Christmas time.